Several years ago, a movie came out you may be familiar with. It was called The Bucket List. The theme of it was two older gentlemen were trying to figure out special things to do before they pass from this life. So they created what they called a bucket list of ideas. They had some crazy ideas like skydiving, traveling around the world, going to places like the Taj Mahal and the Egyptian pyramids. And since that movie came out, the whole idea of a bucket list has become part of American culture. People are trying to figure out what they do before God calls them to this life. Some people are thinking about learning a new language or putting together an ancestry tree to pass along to their family members. But something's missing here. The focus is on earthly things to accomplish, but not on a spiritual bucket list to achieve. From Matthew's gospel today, we learn that heaven is the main goal on our spiritual bucket list in life. And by way of background for today's homily, of the 12 apostles, Peter, James, and John, they became the inner circle for Jesus. They were his core leaders. They were with Jesus when he raised the daughter of Jairus from the dead. And Jesus led them deeper in the Garden of Gethsemane than the other apostles on the night before he died. And they each wrote books of the New Testament reflecting on the teachings of our Savior. James was the first martyr of the apostles as he was stabbed to death. Peter was crucified upside down in Rome. And John was exiled on an island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea until his death. To enhance the faith of Peter, James, and John, our Lord took them up a mountaintop for his transfiguration to show them his divine self, that he truly was the Son of God. This event took place a short time before the crucifixion of Jesus, so as to prepare these apostles for the challenging times ahead when he was going to ask them to start the Catholic Church from scratch. And we learn many things about our faith from the transfiguration. We learn that heaven is a real place to aim for on our spiritual bucket list. On the mountaintop that day, Peter, James, and John saw Moses and Elijah conversing with our Lord. Both of these prophets had predeceased this event and were already in heaven. And God spoke from the heavens, saying that day, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." Now our Lord and the Savior spoke of heaven in the kingdom there in John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, when he said, "In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you?" And there's more evidence of this amazing place that we call heaven. St. Paul tells us, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth." The book of Revelation tells us that in heaven there will be no more tears, no death, no mourning, no wailing, nor any more pain. We will be with God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, our Blessed Mother Mary, all the angels and the saints, and our loved ones. So how do we fulfill our spiritual bucket list? On the mountaintop that day, God tells us how to get there. He says very simply, "Listen to my Son Jesus." In our Lord's time on earth, he tells us that he's the way, the truth, and the life, that no one gets to the Father except through him. And St. Peter tells us that we're to be living stones built into a spiritual house acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And St. Paul chimes in as well. He says from the second reading today from Timothy that we're called to live a holy life. He further tells us that we'll have all the grace we need to live this holy life that he's telling us about. In most simple terms here, we're only here on earth to be Jesus' disciple, doing his will as the apostles Peter, James, and John did. But there's some secondary spiritual bucket list items to consider as well. How about traveling to some holy places such as the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C., the California Mission Trail, or EWTN in Irondale, Alabama? Or about some of the apparition sites we can travel to, Fatima, Lourdes, in Mexico, and Medjugorje. And all of these ideas help us grow in our spiritual bucket list in life. We can listen to Father Mike Schmidt's podcast of A Bible in a Year. We could join a Bible study or practice a prayer team that meets once a week. Another idea is to consecrate your soul to the Sacred Heart of Jesus or the Immaculate Heart of Mary. All of these ideas help us grow in our faith and help us get to heaven. And another message from Jesus for the Transfiguration is to live without fear in our lives. Jesus tells us in the Gospel today to Peter, James, and John these words, "Rise and do not be afraid." And our Lord repeats this message several times in other Gospel readings. At the Last Supper, our Savior says, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." And on the night of his resurrection, when he appeared to the apostles in the upper room of a residence in Jerusalem, they were all timid and scared to death that they may be crucified just like Jesus was. And as Jesus appeared to them that night, the first words out of his mouth were, "Peace be with you," and "receive the Holy Spirit." And he emphasized it again when he said, "Peace be with you." He didn't want the apostles to be afraid any longer. Now, our world today can keep us bound in a state of fear in different ways. As the economy churns forward, will we be able to keep our jobs and be able to provide food for our families? Are our children and grandchildren's values doomed to misconduct happening in many of our schools, on social media, and in many families? Will our governmental leaders bankrupt our country with their spending practices? Will our nation be plunged into World War III by the actions of Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran? And we're all aware of what happened today. But Jesus himself tells us we can and should live in a state of peace, without fear, never letting anything earthly rob us of this great divine peace that he gives us. Now, the Transfiguration is one of the greatest events in world history. Of all the images that could have been designed in the stained glass windows in our beautiful basilica, the Vincentian Fathers, who finished this church in 1887 after 6 years of construction, chose the image of the Transfiguration as one of them, and it can be seen in the second pane back here on this side of the church. If you haven't looked at it before, spend a minute or two looking at it. It's a powerful image, because you have the images of Moses and Elijah there. You have God and you have Jesus and the three apostles, Peter, James, and John. It is clear that the Vincentian Fathers, over 100 years ago, had in mind all of us several generations later that heaven is the main goal to shoot for in our spiritual bucket list, and heaven is our only true goal in life, that we are to be obedient to our Savior and we are to live without fear of anything in this earthly life.